Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, 12 Months to 1 Million by Ryan Morin. Is a practical roadmap for entrepreneurs who want to build a real, sellable business fast, with a particular focus on product-based brands. Morin, known for his work in e-commerce education and investing, frames the journey as a one-year sprint built on disciplined execution rather than hype. The book centers on selecting a product with genuine demand, validating it with real buyers, and then scaling with repeatable systems. Instead of treating entrepreneurship as a lone wolf grind, it emphasizes community, partnerships, and aligning incentives so the business can grow beyond the founder. Readers can expect guidance on audience building, positioning, pricing, and distribution, plus a clear view of what changes when a brand moves from early traction to seven-figure momentum. Overall, it presents entrepreneurship as a sequence of measurable milestones, helping readers turn scattered effort into a focused plan for reaching meaningful revenue within a defined timeframe. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, choosing a winning product by following demand. A central theme is that speed to a million depends heavily on product selection. The book argues that great execution cannot fully compensate for weak demand, so the first job is to identify markets where people already buy, talk, and search. Rather than betting on a clever invention, the approach favors products that fit existing spending habits and have clear alternatives in the market, because competition signals customer willingness to pay. Morin emphasizes narrowing to a specific customer and a specific use case, then selecting a product that delivers an obvious, easy-to-explain result. Product choice also connects to margin and scalability, encouraging readers to consider fulfillment complexity, reorder potential, and the ability to expand into related items later. A winning product is not only popular, it is positioned for a brand. It can carry a clear promise, stand for something, and support a line extension. By anchoring decisions in demand indicators and business fundamentals, the reader is guided toward products that can move quickly from concept to consistent sales without relying on luck. Secondly, validation and early sales through simple launch mechanics. The book stresses validating with real transactions, not opinions. Instead of relying on surveys or feedback from friends, Morin encourages building a small, focused path to the first customers and using their buying behavior as the signal. Validation is presented as a process of testing positioning, price, and messaging with minimal complexity, often by putting an offer in front of a defined audience and seeing what converts. This phase includes creating a basic brand story, assembling a clear offer, and using straightforward channels to generate early sales. The goal is to prove that customers will pay at a sustainable price and that you can acquire those customers without burning cash. Early sales also provide learning, which benefits resonate, what objections appear, and which segments respond fastest. Importantly, validation is framed as the foundation for speed because it prevents months of building in the dark. By focusing on rapid feedback loops and measurable outcomes, the reader learns to treat the first sales as a lab that shapes product improvements, marketing angles, and the initial plan for scaling. Thirdly, building a brand and audience that compounds, Morin ties seven-figure growth to audience ownership and brand trust, not just a single winning ad. The book highlights building an identity that customers recognize and want to belong to, using consistent messaging and a clear point of view. This includes articulating who the brand serves, what problem it solves, and what it stands against, so marketing becomes simpler and more repeatable. Audience building is treated as a compounding asset. Email lists, content, communities, and social channels that reduce dependence on paid traffic over time. The brand becomes a relationship which improves conversion rates, supports premium pricing, and increases repeat purchases. The book also implies that brand strength is what enables expansion beyond one hero product, because customers who trust the brand will try adjacent offerings. Instead of chasing every tactic, the emphasis is on selecting a few channels where the target buyer already spends time and showing up with consistency. Over time, the audience becomes both a testing ground for new offers and a stabilizing force when ad costs rise or platforms change. Fourthly, scaling with systems, numbers, and repeatable marketing. After product validation, the book shifts to what changes at scale. You must run the business by metrics and systems rather than energy and improvisation. Morin focuses on understanding unit economics, including margins, customer acquisition cost, and lifetime value, because these determine whether growth creates profit or just bigger problems. Marketing becomes a repeatable machine. The goal is to find messages and channels that reliably turn attention into customers, then expand, spend, and reach while protecting profitability. The scaling phase also requires operational clarity, such as inventory planning, supplier reliability, fulfillment processes, and customer support standards. Instead of doing everything personally, the reader is encouraged to document processes and delegate so the business can grow without collapsing under the founder. This is positioned as the difference between a hustle and a real company. By prioritizing a few key numbers and building routines around them, the entrepreneur can make faster decisions, spot issues early, and intentionally move towards stable seven-figure revenue rather than hoping momentum continues on its own. Lastly, entrepreneurship is a team sport and a sellable asset. A distinctive idea is that the fastest path is rarely solo. The book emphasizes partnerships, networks, and aligning incentives with people who already have leverage, such as audiences, distribution, or complementary skills. Rather than trying to master every function, Moran suggests focusing on strengths and using collaborators to accelerate product development, marketing, and credibility. This perspective also connects to building a business that is valuable beyond the founder. A real business has assets, a brand, customer list, repeatable traffic sources, reliable operations, and a product line that can expand. Thinking this way encourages decisions that make the company more resilient and potentially sellable, including clean financials, clear roles, and predictable customer acquisition. The reader is guided to see seven figures not just as revenue, but as proof of a model that can be repeated and extended. By treating entrepreneurship as building an asset with a team around it, the book reframes growth as something that can be engineered through relationships, structure, and long-term thinking, not simply achieved through brute force effort. In conclusion, this book is best suited for aspiring entrepreneurs, side hustlers, and early-stage founders who want to build a product-based business with clear milestones, especially those interested in e-commerce and brand building. It is also useful for creators and marketers who already have an audience and want to turn attention into a structured business rather than a collection of one-off sales. The main benefit is focus. It pushes readers to choose products based on demand, validate with real customers, and then scale using measurable economics and repeatable systems. That combination can improve decision-making, reduce wasted time, and help readers replace guesswork with a plan they can execute week by week. Compared to many business books that stay motivational or overly broad, 12 Months to 1 Million stands out for its emphasis on product selection, validation, and building a real brand asset that can grow beyond the founder. It connects entrepreneurial mindset to practical levers like positioning, customer acquisition, and operations, making it a worthwhile purchase for readers who want a structured path to meaningful revenue rather than another collection of scattered tactics. If you would like to support Ryan Moran, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.